Test 5.
Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more.
Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1.
Now, listen to the passage. Drama. There are many theories about the beginning of drama in ancient Greece. The one most widely accepted today is based on the assumption that drama evolved from ritual. The argument for this view goes as follows. In the beginning, human beings viewed the natural forces of the world, even the seasonal changes, as unpredictable, and they sought through various means to control these unknown and feared powers. Those measures, which appeared to bring the desired results, were then retained and repeated until they were hardened into fixed rituals. As time passed, some rituals were abandoned, but the stories, later called myths, persisted and provided material for art and drama. Some people argue that those rites contained the seed of theater, because music, dance, masks, and costumes were almost always used. Furthermore, a suitable site had to be provided for performances, and when the entire community did not participate, a clear division was usually made between the acting area and the auditorium. The second and third readings you should begin writing now. There are many theories about the beginning of drama in ancient Greece. There are many theories about the beginning of drama in ancient Greece. The one most widely accepted today is based on the assumption The one most widely accepted today is based on the assumption that drama evolved from ritual. That drama evolved from ritual. The argument for this view goes as follows. The argument for this view goes as follows. In the beginning, human beings viewed the natural forces of the world. In the beginning, human beings viewed the natural forces of the world. Even the seasonal changes as unpredictable. Even the seasonal changes as unpredictable. And they sought through various means to control these unknown and feared powers. And they sought through various means to control these unknown and feared powers. Those measures which appeared to bring the desired results were then retained and repeated. Those measures which appeared to bring the desired results were then retained and repeated. Until they were hardened into fixed rituals. Until they were hardened into fixed rituals. As time passed, some rituals were abandoned. As time passed, some rituals were abandoned. But the stories, later called myths, but the stories, later called myths, persisted and provided material for art and drama. Persisted and provided material for art and drama. Some people argue that those rites contained the seed of theater. Some people argue that those rites contained the seed of theater. Because music, dance, masks, and costumes were almost always used. Because music, dance, masks, and costumes were almost always used. Furthermore, a suitable site had to be provided for performances. Furthermore, a suitable site had to be provided for performances. And when the entire community did not participate, and when the entire community did not participate, a clear division was usually made between the acting area and the auditorium. A clear division was usually made between the acting area and the auditorium. The last reading. There are many theories about the beginning of drama in ancient Greece. The one most widely accepted today is based on the assumption that drama evolved from ritual. The argument for this view goes as follows. In the beginning, human beings viewed the natural forces of the world, even the seasonal changes, as unpredictable, and they sought through various means to control these unknown and feared powers. Those measures, which appeared to bring the desired results, were then retained and repeated until they were hardened into fixed rituals. As time passed, some rituals were abandoned, but the stories, later called myths, persisted and provided material for art and drama. Some people argue that those rites contained the seed of theater, because music, dance, masks and costumes were almost always used. Furthermore, a suitable site had to be provided for performances, and when the entire community did not participate, a clear division was usually made between the acting area and the auditorium. Now, you have 2 minutes to check through your work.